What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take today's look. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Canadian miner First Quantum Minerals, parent of Minera Panama, said on Wednesday that it would seek $20 billion US through international arbitration after Panama ordered the closure of the company's flagship copper mine. The company reports that it has lost more than half of its market value after the Supreme Court of Justice declared unconstitutional the contract between the company and the Panamanian state. We have provided a minimum value sought in these proceedings of $20 million, reflecting an estimated fair market value of the initial investment, First Quantum CEO Tristan Pascal said during a conference call with market analysts. In this sense, he indicated that the company could obtain an amount much greater than that mentioned in the arbitration process if damages and interest are computed. However, he also specified that arbitration is not the path the company prefers. We would really prefer to reach an agreement with the state of Panama that results in the best result for the people and for the company, he mentioned. Although since the beginning of February, Pascal had already indicated that the company prefers to reach an agreement with the Panamanian government, he also indicated that the two arbitration demands that it presented at the end of 2023 are maintained. In the transcript of the call with market analysts, Pascal reiterated that they have initiated international arbitration processes, including notification under the free trade agreement between Canada and Panama, and before the International Court of Arbitration of the International Chamber of Commerce in relation to the 2023 concession contract. But that said, arbitration is not our preferred outcome, and we continue to engage in constructive communication with the government while remaining committed to Panama and being part of a long-term solution that provides the best outcome for the country and Panamanians. The government has understood that the arbitration process remains cooling off or in a cooling zone. However, in the country, it is unknown what type of agreement the parties could reach against arbitration after the contract was declared unconstitutional and environmental. Union student, educator and citizen groups in general disagreed with the activity of mining. At least 10 market analysts participated in a call with Pascal. Among them were analysts from the following companies: TD Securities, Scotiabank, BMO Capital Markets, and we've got Canaccord Genuity, Ralph Profiti of 8 Capital, and Ioannis Mavroulas from Morgan Stanley also listened to it, together with Lawson Winder of Bank of America Securities and Ian Roskow representing Barclays. The Third Civil Court did not accept a lawsuit for $20 million in compensation presented by former President Ricardo Martinelli against the judge of the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases, Manuel Mata Avendaño. Mata was the speaker of the appeal that Martinelli and other defendants accused of money laundering presented against the conviction handed down by criminal judge Maluisa Martinez in the new business case. On the Superior Court of Liquidation confirmed the judge's decision, which for Martinelli implies a sentence of 10 years and 8 months in prison and the payment of a fine of $19.2 million. In his civil lawsuit, the former president questioned that Mata granted each of the defense attorneys a period of 15 simultaneous and not consecutive days to present an appeal in the new business case. A press release from the judicial branch specifies that civil judge Nelson Riquelme considered that the claim presented by Martinelli is inadmissible in the civil sphere and that it should be processed in the administrative litigation sphere in the third chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice. In addition to being a judge of the Superior Liquidation Court, Mata is a substitute for Judge Ariadne Garcia in the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court. Judge Riquelme specifies that because he belongs to the ordinary civil jurisdiction, he lacks jurisdiction to hear the lawsuit filed by lawyer Felipe Sanchez Castillo representing Martinelli. Martinelli's lawyers also filed a criminal complaint against Judge Mata for the alleged commission of a crime against public faith and illicit association to commit a crime, allegedly having delivered the new business file incompletely on a USB device. Martinelli is seeking asylum in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama after alleged political persecution and stating that his life is in danger. The conviction by new business means that he will not be able to participate in the 5th of May tournament, since the Constitution prohibits the election of a president of the Republic who has a sentence of 5 years in prison or more. The trial for the dehydrated food case has ended, which was purchased, by the way, with funds from the National Aid Program, which we knew as PAN. And this was in the government of Ricardo Martinelli. It concluded on the night of Tuesday, February the 20th, at 7:01 p.m. Agueda Renteria, the head of the first criminal cases settlement court. In the trial, which began last Monday, February the 19th, prosecutor Ariel de Garcia requested a conviction for the four defendants: Giacomo Tamborelli, former director of the National Aid Program, Ruben de Yacaza, the supplier of the dehydrated food, and the merchants Jorge Noel and Cynthia Quiroz. The discharge anti-corruption prosecutor's office investigated them for the alleged commission of crimes against the public administration in the forms of embezzlement in various forms, influence peddling, and crimes against public health. In the ordinary hearing, two private defense lawyers presented appeals with the purpose of dismissing the case, including incidents of prescription of the criminal action in favor of their clients. These legal actions will be resolved by the judge at the time of issuing the sentence, as reported by the judicial branch in a statement. At the trial, two experts from the Comptroller General of the Republic supported the audit that determined a financial injury to the state of $14 million, an element that was key in the investigation. The investigation began in 2015, precisely as a result of the audit report of the Comptroller's office that detected irregularities in the purchase of dehydrated food for official schools in the poorest towns in the country. This is the second investigation carried out by the Public Ministry for the purchase of dehydrated food during the five-year period, that's from 2009 to 2014, an administration in which the PAN paid $60 million in dehydrated food. On February 29th, the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice will hold the hearing on the charges against the presidential candidate and deputy seeking re-election, Zulay Rodriguez, for the alleged commission of the crimes of money laundering, abuse of trust, illicit association to commit a crime, and against the administration of justice. Through an edict released on Wednesday, that was yesterday, the 21st, at the Supreme Court Secretariat, the parties have been informed of the decision. The investigation has its origins in a complaint which was filed by Diana Clemente Cardona, wife of the now-deceased Mexican merchant José Luis Penagos, who in 2009 was detained at the Tocumen International Airport when he was en route to Colombia. On that occasion, several gold bars were confiscated from Penagos under the argument that they had not been declared and that, according to the authorities, they had traces of methamphetamines. Then, in 2013, Penagos hired Rodriguez's legal services to claim the seized material, but at the end of the judicial process, he accused her of having appropriated 66 kilos of gold. Rodriguez stated that Penagos never paid her, and that the gold was her payment for the professional services. In this case, Judge Maria Cristina Chen Stanziola acts as prosecutor, while Judge Ariadne Garcia serves as guarantee judge. And the Public Ministry maintains the Amber Alert for Vienesis Yusibel Viquez Martinez, 16 years of age, who was reported missing since last February the 1st at 10 a.m. in Paso Canoas in Chiriquí. The young woman is 1.53 meters tall, has long, straight, light brown hair, and her eyes are green. She was wearing a white sweater and blue jeans. Additionally, she was carrying a black backpack with white stripes. This is indicated by the information disseminated on the Panama Amber Alert digital platforms. The Amber Alert system, created by Law 230 of June the 24th of 2021 and regulated by Executive Decree 24 of the 23rd of October of last year, aims to quickly and expeditiously locate the disappearance of abduction of minors in Panama. The duration of the dissemination of this alert cannot be less than 5 hours nor more than 24 hours. However, the young woman disappeared on the 1st of February and the Amber Alert was declared on the 6th of February. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. There's some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.